It wasn't because we were cowards. It wasn't because we didn't want love. It wasn't because we didn't believe in connection. We learned to hide because somewhere along the line, hiding started to feel safer than showing up. We learned to tuck the real parts of ourselves into corners nobody could reach. Not because we didn't want to be seen, but because being seen stopped feeling worth the cost. Being seen meant giving people the sharp-edged parts of ourselves, the messy parts, the unedited moments, the need that leaks out when you're not trying so hard to hold yourself together. And too many times, those parts got mishandled, mocked, dismissed, walked away from. And after a while, it didn't matter how badly we wanted connection. The math didn't add up anymore. Hope started costing too much. Vulnerability started tasting too much like regret. So we adapted. We stopped reaching with both hands. We stopped letting people walk too far past the front porch of who we pretended to be. We built comfortable little versions of ourselves, polished, manageable, easy to understand. And we offered those instead of offering anything real. And it worked for a while. It worked because most people aren't looking too hard anyway. They're not trying to find the quiet things you're trying not to show. They're busy managing their own masks, their own curated selves. They're not studying you for the flinch behind your smile or the hesitation in your laugh. They're just relieved you're easy enough to deal with. They're just glad you don't need too much, that you know how to entertain without asking for anything heavy in return. And we mistook that for connection. We mistook being easy to be around for being loved. We mistook being understood at a surface level for being seen at a soul level. And we got good at it. So good we started to believe it ourselves. Started to believe that maybe the smaller version of us was enough. That maybe we didn't need to bring the whole messy, complicated weight of who we really are into the room. That maybe less of us was better for everyone. But deep down, something kept aching. Something kept tugging at the corners when the room got quiet, when the conversation dried up, when the performances stopped feeling like enough. Some part of us still wanted more. Some part of us still remembered the sound of our own voice when it wasn't rehearsed. Some part of us still wanted to be held without having to shrink first. But by then, hiding wasn't just a strategy anymore. It was muscle memory. It was how we moved, how we spoke, how we survived. Hiding wasn't a choice we made every morning. It was woven into how we lived. Keep it light. Keep it funny. Keep it moving. Don't dig too deep. Don't get too honest. Don't stay too long after the party ends. And we told ourselves it was working. We told ourselves we were thriving. We filled our calendars and our inboxes and our feeds with enough noise to make it look like we were connected, even if underneath it we were starving for something heavier, something slower, something real. We clung to the shallow because at least the shallow didn't require us to bleed. At least the shallow didn't ask us to sit in the terrifying silence of being fully known. But loneliness has a way of leaking through the cracks. It has a way of finding you in the middle of your most crowded rooms. It has a way of reminding you, even when you don't want to hear it, that no amount of performance can fill the ache you're carrying when you've spent too long hiding from yourself. We learned to hide because showing up got too heavy. We learned to hide because we stopped trusting the people who told us they could carry the real us and then dropped us anyway. We learned to hide because somewhere along the way, it started feeling easier to be liked for half of who we are than risk being rejected for all of it. And maybe we could have kept hiding. Maybe we still could. It's easier sometimes, safer, quieter. It asks less of us. It gives us cleaner edges, simpler stories to tell about ourselves, but it also costs something we don't always realize until it's almost too late. It costs us the chance to be loved for real. It costs us the chance to sit inside a connection that doesn't require constant translation. It costs us the slow, brutal, beautiful work of being known. Because you can be liked by a lot of people. You can be celebrated and admired and cheered for versions of yourself you barely recognize anymore. But real connection, real love, it requires you to stay. It requires you to bring the parts you want to bury. The anger you don't know how to name, the need you're ashamed to admit, the softness you learned to armor because the world didn't handle it well the first time you offered it. It requires you to stop asking, what version of me will they love? And start asking, am I willing to stay even if they don't understand every piece of me? We learned to hide because somewhere along the way, we forgot that we were allowed to be heavy, that we were allowed to be complicated, that we were allowed to be confusing and contradictory and not fully healed. That real love doesn't require perfection. It requires presence. It requires staying. It requires the slow trust that maybe, just maybe, the parts of us we're most scared to show are the parts somebody has been aching to hold. And maybe that's the beginning of coming back. Not kicking the door open, not ripping off all the armor at once, but cracking the window, letting a little bit of the real air in, letting yourself be seen in glimpses, letting yourself stay soft even when it feels like a liability. Maybe it's in the moment you answer honestly when someone asks how you're doing and you don't package the truth into something easier to hear. Maybe it's in the moment you reach out first, even though you're terrified you'll look needy. Maybe it's in the conversation you don't rush to end when the silences stretch out awkward and honest between you. We didn't learn to hide because we're weak. We learned to hide because somewhere deep down, we were strong enough to survive without the connection we needed. But surviving isn't the same as living. And maybe we're ready now. Ready to risk being seen again. Ready to let the weight of who we really are be carried by people who are willing to stay. Ready to believe that love, real love, was never asking us to be smaller. It was waiting for us to bring the whole damn mess. There's a strange kind of grief that comes with taking the mask off. You start to realize how long you've been carrying it, how many rooms you shaped yourself to fit inside, how many conversations you watered yourself down for, how many moments you chose silence, because speaking honestly would have made things too real, too heavy, too complicated. You start to realize that somewhere along the way, you stopped believing that being yourself was enough currency to stay loved. You started believing that love was something you earned by being easy, by being light, by being the version of yourself that didn't scare anybody off. And unlearning that isn't quick. It isn't clean. It's slow, messy work that pulls at every scar you thought you already stitched up. It's looking in the mirror and realizing you don't recognize the armor anymore, but you're still scared to put it down. Because the truth is, the armor saved you once. It got you through rooms you had no business surviving. It helped you stand when everything inside you wanted to fold. It kept you moving when the softer parts of you were still bleeding. The armor has history, it has weight, it has memory. So when you start trying to take it off, it fights back. It tells you you're making a mistake. It tells you you're about to get hurt again. It reminds you of every time you showed up raw and got burned for it. Every time you let someone see the real you and watch them back away without saying goodbye. And some days, the armor feels safer. Some days, it feels easier. Some days, it feels smarter to stay hidden and call it strength. But you didn't come this far just to keep hiding. You didn't survive everything you survived just to stay small. You didn't bleed just to build prettier cages. There's a different kind of strength now, a quieter one, a strength that says maybe you're allowed to bring your whole self into the room, a strength that says maybe the people worth keeping aren't looking for a polished version of you. They're looking for the cracks, the weight, the realness, a strength that trusts that the right people won't run when the masks fall off. They'll stay. They'll sit with you in the awkwardness. They'll help you rebuild without asking you to shrink. And it's not going to feel comfortable at first. It's not going to feel natural. You're going to want to slip back into the old habits, make the joke, change the subject, offer the easy version of yourself instead of the real one. You're going to second guess every unfiltered word. You're going to feel the ghost of your old armor twitching at the edges, begging you to suit back up before anyone notices how exposed you are. And some days, you'll listen. Some days, you'll pick safety over connection because it's what you know. That's okay. That's part of it. Healing isn't a straight line. becoming real again isn't a light switch you flip. It's a million tiny decisions made one after another. To stay, to speak, to breathe through the discomfort instead of covering it up. And slowly, if you keep choosing it, the fear starts to loosen. The room gets less loud. The people who matter get closer. The ones who only love the mask fall away. Not because you chase them off, but because they were never holding the real you in the first place. And it hurts. God, it hurts. Losing people who love the curated version of you feels like losing whole chapters of your life. It feels like erasing years. But it's not erasure. It's making space. It's cleaning the ground so something better can grow. Because you weren't built for half love. You weren't built to be tolerated. You weren't built to live on surface level connections and call it enough. You were built for depth, for realness, for the heavy, messy, beautiful work of being known without having to trim yourself down to fit someone else's comfort. And maybe the loneliness we've been dragging around isn't about being alone at all. Maybe it's about being unseen, about being misunderstood even when we're surrounded by people, about performing so well for so long that we forgot we were allowed to show up without a script. Maybe the ache isn't for new faces, new circles, new applause. Maybe it's for old pieces of ourselves we've been trying to resurrect. Maybe it's about the version of us who spoke without calculating, the version who laughed without rehearsing, the version who cried without apology. Maybe it's not about finding new people at all. Maybe it's about finally coming home to ourselves, so that when the right people do show up, we're still here, not hidden, not muted, not shrunk, whole, heavy, real. Because real connection doesn't happen when you're polished to perfection. It happens when you're cracked open enough for the light to leak through. It happens when you stay soft, even when the world tells you to harden. It happens when you risk being heavy in a world obsessed with being easy. And maybe, at the end of all of this, we realize the hiding was never weakness. It was survival. It was how we made it here. But survival isn't the goal anymore. Living is. And living, real living, means showing up fully, even when it terrifies you. It means letting yourself take up space again. It means trusting that the people who are meant to stay will recognize you when you stop translating yourself for their comfort. It means believing, maybe for the first time in a long time, that you are lovable without the mask, without the edits, without the performance. You, as you are. And maybe that's the real rebellion now, not hiding, not shrinking, not polishing yourself down to something easier to carry. Maybe it's standing here, heavy and human and unfinished, and saying, "This is me, and I'm worth staying for." This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface, from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.